Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. More vaccinations, no vaccine passport yet in Great Britain, but there is a plan. It's the winter plan from Boris Johnson, and he has a plan A and a plan B. Good morning or good afternoon to you, Simon.
Hey, Paul. Good morning.
The plan A, plan B seems to make some sense. I'll let you explain that to my listeners. But have you heard this one, that Cuba will begin the process of giving COVID-19 vaccines to children as young as 2 this week?
I have not heard that one, but it's one of the choices that governments around the world are facing at the moment is what do you do with your vaccine program next if you've kind of blanketed your adult population? Is that enough? Or do you start to see it spreading, particularly in educational settings, as the fall and the winter approaches? And I mean, you mentioned that in the UK they're talking about fall and winter, and the chief medical officer here was saying yesterday, he said you don't need a degree in medicine to know that these are the seasons when respiratory viruses can cause more trouble, because the weather gets colder, people head indoors more, and they circulate more. And that's why, certainly here in London, I can't speak for Havana, but certainly here in London, we're now getting these plans for the cooler weather and the next few months.
Nobody can speak for Havana, but I do know that there have been many liberal Americans in the past who held on a pedestal the medical system in Cuba. I still find that incredible, but they've used it as a positive example. Now you have Cuba, the first country to vaccinate people as young as 2, and they're using their Soberna and Soberna 2 vaccines that were created in-country, and it comes as the Delta variant is spreading across all countries, with an average of 70 infections per day being reported there. They've got their hands full, so they're making that step. In Great Britain, the plan A, well, I'll let you tell us. Tell us about plan A and plan B that they've come up with there.
Yeah, well, plan A, as Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister here, puts it, is the reality. And plan B is sort of the threat if things go wrong in the next few weeks. And the plan A centers on vaccines. And so Britain has had a successful vaccine rollout so far. Johnson says 80% of people aged over 16 here are fully vaccinated. So that puts Britain among the kind of world leaders in terms of protection from vaccines.
Yeah.
But that program is now going to be ramped up, and everybody over the age of 50 is going to be offered a booster shot from next week, so a third dose of a vaccine. That's something that the Biden administration is debating and considering in the US at the moment. There's limited data on whether it's needed, but the UK got out the blocks early with the initial doses, and therefore, just like Israel has had to do it, now it needs to decide quite early if it's going to follow up and top up that immunity as it potentially wanes in the months ahead. So boosters start next week. And then also starting soon, Britain's going to begin vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds, and that's something that the US is already doing. So a lot of talk about vaccines. And then on top of that, Boris Johnson's going heavy on tests. And COVID tests are widely available here. They are normally free. And Britain sees that as central to trying to control the outbreak. So there's shots and there are tests, but there's not much else by way of restrictions in this plan, at least in the plan A. It's a pretty light touch. The plan B is more restrictions. And so if hospitals here start to come under serious pressure, Britain's still counting an awful lot of cases, tens of thousands a day, but because of the vaccines, there's far fewer serious cases. But if hospitals start to come under pressure, then Johnson says that mask mandates could return, and also the so-called COVID passports. Yeah, so this kind of certification to prove that you've either been vaccinated or had a negative test or recently had the virus before you enter nightclubs or other crowded venues. That's the plan B. That's the threat that could be coming.
The masks added to that, from what I understand.
Yeah, and I mean, I caught the train to work this morning, and mask mandates were lifted here a few weeks ago now. But in London, on the mass transit network, they are still required. So you have to have a mask and wear it if you're going to travel. And yet, on the train this morning, I would say about a third of people were wearing them because it's required, but it's not enforced. And
not
that's
enforced.
Kind of underscores this curious place that Britain's at the moment, in that, you know, there's a lot of cases being recorded, but a lot of people, it feels like, have kind of moved on. And seeing the Prime Minister stand up yesterday and really not impose many real restrictions on people's lives for the fall and the winter, or at least that's his plan, you know, it means that Britain's in this curious place where there isn't many limitations. There are no COVID passports. Much of Europe has got these passports already in place, but Britain's not going down that path. So it's going to be, again, the UK is perhaps going to be a bit of a laboratory, and the rest of the world can see what happens if you don't put too many restrictions in place, but do have quite a lot of virus circulating. Is it a feasible situation?
Simon Owen, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, telling us of the plans there in Great Britain and revealing to us just a reminder that places like Israel and Great Britain are going with boosters, obviously not influenced by the guilt plan that the Worthless Health Organization has put forward, trying to guilt Americans, and it works on Americans better than anywhere else, guilt Americans into believing they don't need a booster shot until everyone in the world has gotten their first shot. Whereas Israel and Great Britain is saying, you know, we appreciate that, but we're going to take care of our people in the best way we know how to, which apparently to them means use the booster shot. So we'll see what happens here in America. Simon, appreciate your work always.
Thanks, Paul.
Simon Owen, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.